Jenny Roberts owns the Cherry Creek Hair Company, a trendy salon in downtown Puyallup, right next door to the New Hope Resource Center for the Homeless. Roberts says the clients at New Hope have all but ruined her business.
I've actually had to call the police 53 times in the last 3 years because of different things. I've had things stolen off my porch. I've had people sleeping on my porch. I've had people come in and steal things from me. I've been scared to walk to work at night. I've seen half-naked people that looked dead in the alleyway. I've probably caught over 50 people going to the bathroom outside. I've seen indecent exposure and fights.
Roberts is driving a movement to force New Hope to be a better neighbor or close its doors. It's been an effective campaign on social media and at City Hall. In March, city officials forced New Hope to shut down for 2 months, citing building code violations like a lack of handrails in places and the absence of a maximum occupancy placard. Roberts takes credit for much of that, and she's proud that the city has classified New Hope as a significant impact business so that it would
have some extra special laws put into place where they're going to have to follow different rules.
That's just what the city has done. In a set of steps to mitigate the center's impact on the surrounding neighborhood, Puyallup wants to require New Hope hire a security company and operate a 24/7 telephone hotline to handle complaints and questions about the resource center at any time of day or night. New Hope Executive Director Paula Anderson says for a day center only open 16 hours a week, that's ridiculous.
The process, they're kind of making it up as they go.
New Hope says the guard and the 24-hour hotline would cost about $100,000 a year, money the center simply doesn't have. So New Hope is getting legal help now from the Northwest Justice Project. In a 5-page brief filed with the city in response to Puyallup's demands, New Hope calls the significant impact business license process fundamentally flawed. And in the brief, New Hope claims its work with the homeless is a religious activity protected by the Constitution and says it's being singled out in a way that smacks of religious persecution. It's clear from the brief and from the fact that New Hope is now lawyered up, this whole thing may soon wind up in court. But there may be a way out. Jenny Roberts says downtown Puyallup just isn't big enough for her shop and New Hope.
It's pretty much going to come down to them or me.
Well, in fact, Paula Anderson at New Hope says Pierce County has offered the homeless center a $75,000 grant on one condition.
Us moving our location someplace else within the city limits of Puyallup.
Police Chief Brian Jeter says that might just solve most, if not all, of New Hope's problems.
That's possible. I know in speaking with our counterparts in Lakewood, they have a methadone clinic in their industrial area, and in talking to their police department, they have very few issues and very few complaints with that.
It's a solution that could head off a complex and expensive lawsuit. And Anderson says, at the very least, she's willing to listen. In Puyallup, Pete Combs, Como News.